New job creation appeared to take a bit of a stay vacation in July as the unemployment rate ticked up as well. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on July 2014 U.S. employment trends. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported the unemployment rate incrementally rose by 0.1% to 6.2% in July. A year ago, in July 2013, it was 7.3%. The reason the unemployment rate ticked higher was that the labor force expanded by almost 330,000, but there are only a little more than 130,000 more employed persons, and therefore almost 200,000 more unemployed people. Those not in the workforce declined by almost 120,000. In other words, because the labor force expanded faster by more than the number of newly employed persons, and there were more unemployed persons in the labor force, the unemployment rate rose. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, saw the total number of jobs up 209,000 in most sectors, which clearly was a disappointment from the previous month's increase of 298,000. The July 2014 number was the weakest since March, when the economy only added 203,000 jobs, but still better than a year ago in July 2013, when just under 150,000 jobs were added. At least the private goods producing sector put in a pretty good performance, with growth of 58,000 jobs in July compared to growth of 38,000 in June and 26,000 in May. Manufacturers also added more new jobs in July. They were up 28,000 than in June, when it was up 23,000. Job growth remained durable in durable goods that added 30,000 in July, which was better than the 21,000 it added in June, as well as in May. Non-durable goods continued to drift with a decline of 2,000 in July after adding 2,000 in June and declining by 6,000 in May. The pace of hammering together more jobs in the construction sector picked up with the growth of 22,000 new jobs in July compared to an increase of 10,000 in the previous month. Mining and logging brought 8,000 more jobs up into the economy in July, with the support activities for mining portion responsible for a majority of those new jobs. In June, mining and logging added 5,000 jobs. It was the private service providing sector that really hit the brakes by slowing to only 140,000 more jobs in July after adding more than 230,000 in June. In July 2013, it added 175,000. The retail trade sector rang up almost 27,000 more jobs in July, but that was not as good as the more than 41,000 it added in June, as well as considerably weaker than the more than 48,000 it added in July 2013. The business and professional services sector growth slowed to only 47,000 new jobs in July after adding 73,000 in June. In July 2013, it was up 51,000. Computer systems, design, and related services added almost 4,000 jobs, which was a little better than the almost 3,000 jobs added by management and technical consulting services. Architectural and engineering services, which sits in about the middle of those two in terms of the total number of jobs, added almost 9,000. The education and health services sector added a total of 17,000 jobs in July, with the sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector declining by 8,000. Therefore, growth in the health care and social assistance portion was more than 25,000 in July, which was off from the 33,000 jobs it grew by in June, but a big improvement from July 2013, when it added only 12,000 jobs. Home health care services was up by 5,200 jobs in July, which was only slightly off of June's growth of 5,800. New hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector slightly tapered off, with more than 21,000 more jobs in July after adding 23,000 in June, which is the same amount it added in July 2013. The total number of government jobs was up 11,000. The federal government neither added nor removed any jobs. State government was down by 1,000, and local government increased by 12,000. Although temporary help services continued to grow and reach new highs, the rate of growth continued to slow. In July, temporary help services was up 8,500 to 2,880,900, which was a 0.3% month-over-month increase and year-over-year growth of 8.1%. In June, the job number was up almost 14,000, or 0.5% sequentially, and up 8.2% year-on-year. In May, temporary help added 14,500 jobs, which was also a 0.5% sequential growth, but up 8.5% year-on-year. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, continued to inch up and reached an all-time high of 2.073% in July, compared to 2.070% in June. It was 1.0 0.95% in July 2013. If the July jobs and employment report could be summed up in one word, that word would be disappointing. But other economic news released this week was not as gloomy. After GDP contracted by 2.1% in the first quarter, it came roaring back in the second quarter with preliminary estimates coming in at 4% growth. But even that apparent nice rebound in GDP could be misleading, as a significant portion of that growth was from companies building up their depleted inventories from the first quarter. So third quarter GDP may end up paying the price. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report with the ability to replay only certain sections and view charts and tables in detail can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.